back, Mr. Jack.
Nanny, what is that thing?
An accordion.
Come again?
They are not from your realm, Mr. Jack.
Yeah. Can he come in here?
No.
Why not?
Because he's not where we are.
Oh. Hey, you're right. He's gone. And so's the street. Where that lamppost was, now it's a palm tree.
Ah, your friend has come.
What friend? Oh, yeah. That weird motorcycle. And there's no one on it again, same as before. Only this time it's got a sidecar attached.
Wait, you forget.
What?
Your bag.
Oh, right. The purpose of all of this.
The purpose?
Well, yeah. To find out what I'm supposed to do with my green friend here. Well, I'll be seeing you now.
You be careful, Mr. Jack.
They appear to be traveling across a flat, bleak desert.
The cycle continues, roaring on through the night. Eventually, the sky begins to brighten in the east. The sun breaks over the horizon, but the cycle continues on across the endless desert.
Boy, it's getting hot. Hey, let's find some shade, huh? Getting cooked out here. Hey, there's something. It looks like palm trees. Must be an oasis. It's a village of some sort. Even a little cafe with a few tables out beneath the palms. Oh, God. Boy, I'm dusty. Hey, wait a minute. Is that who I think it is? Sir Henry?
Yes?
What are you doing here?
I beg your pardon?
Uncle, it's me.
Who?
Your nephew, Jack.
My nephew?
Yeah, Jack Flanders.
By Jove, so it is. Where have you been all these bloody years?
Sir Henry, we saw each other just a few days ago.
When?
Well, wait a minute. You know, you look like Sir Henry Charles, but you don't sound quite like him. Who are you?
Henry Charles.
But how can that be?
Well, as you American chappies say, beats me. But nothing like a cup of tea. Abdul, mint tea for my long-lost nephew. Thank you, Abdul.
Is it really you?
I believe so. Though you could ask, is anyone really anyone?
Yeah, but...
Drink your tea, Jack.
Okay. So, Uncle Henry, when was the last time you saw Madame Z?
Madame Z? I believe there was no last time.
What?
I've never met a Madame Z.
The Dragon Lady.
I certainly recall anyone who's known as the Dragon Lady.
Do you remember Leela?
Leela? No.
The Casa Luna.
Oh, the Casa Luna, of course.
Then you recall the Green Stone.
The Green Stone?
This.
A bowling ball?
Well, no, there are no holes.
Well, that certainly makes it more of a challenge.
Sir Henry.
Yes?
You are Sir Henry.
Of course.
Well, then I think I met someone who's an imposter.
Imposting me? Impossible!
But he knew everything about you.
He didn't do any harm, did he?
All I know is that I'm supposed to return this green stone, but I don't know where. It's like a weight I'm carrying around, and I just want to get rid of it.
How did you acquire this green stone?
Well, I was walking home one night, and a couple of blocks from where I live, I saw a street I'd never seen before. At the end of the street was a cafe with a neon sign, the Casa Luna. I went in. I was the only one there. The next thing I knew, it was almost midnight. And then I noticed it was crowded. And the Casa Luna had changed. Now it was open to the street. A young woman drove up on a motorcycle. She said she had something to show me. But we were no longer in Manhattan, but in the tropics, on some island. She took me to her little bamboo cottage, and she gave me this brooch.
The face of Lord Shiva, with an opal for a third eye. Lovely.
She said it would protect me, but she didn't say from what. She just left me standing in the dark. Eventually, a different motorcycle appeared out of the night, and there was no one on it. So I got on, and it took me to an island in the middle of a lake. And that was where I met who I thought was Sir Henry Jones. Marble archways, fountains, so peaceful, and yet it feels so fragile, as though I'm standing in a city of glass. What is this place? As I was walking down the street, I felt the green stone pulsating. I opened the bag and I looked into the stone. And there you were, but in another Casa Luna, sipping tea with Madame Z. She said to you, when the stone is restored to its proper place, there will be an alignment.
By Jove, that is a bit of a mystery.
But why did the other you pretend to be you?
Perhaps he was me.
What?
When you're dealing with a multi-dimensional universe, God only knows what's possible.
You mean it could have been you?
They say we exist on many levels.
At the same time?
Yes, of course.
How's that possible?
Anything is possible, though not much is probable.
Sir Henry, do you know anything about the Merkaba?
The fabled city of the Merkaba? No, I can't say I do.
But you just said you...
I've never been there, so I can't say that there has ever been a there to have been. Why?
I've been dreaming about it ever since I stole the stone.
You stole it?
Yes, from Madame Z, the dragon lady.
Why would you do that?
Because you convinced me to.
What?
I thought it was you. I trusted you.
Why would I have you steal a bowling ball?
You said... I mean, the other you said it was sacred.
A sacred green bowling ball?
It's not a bowling ball.
No?
The other you said it was the source of Madame Z's power, and that you'd be there to take it off my hands, but you weren't, and now I'm stuck with it.
I suppose I should feel slightly responsible, though I haven't the slightest idea why.
Well, I think it belongs in the city of the Merkaba.
Huh? Why?
Well, in my dream, I was walking up a street and everything was glittering. There were marble arches with arabesque designs, fountains, gardens. And when I asked myself, what is this incredible place? A voice whispered to me, the Merkaba.
So, you wish to know where is the fabulous, fabled city of the Merkaba?
Well, it's worth a shot.
Quite. Well, I shall make a few inquiries regarding this mysterious Merkaba you speak of.
Sir Henry, where are you going to inquire in this oasis?
I don't know. I can't really say.
And what about Leela? God, what a pain. pain she was. Well, what now, Stone? You feel so cool. Almost comforting.
Jack rests his forehead against the cool green stone. As he stares into the translucent crystal, he notices tiny fractures that he'd never seen before. They form familiar patterns like streets, paths, alleyways. Jack closes his eyes. He's walking down an alleyway. It slopes downward. Beyond is a harbor. Strange, shadowy beings pass by, watching him but keeping their distance. He appears to be glowing. A greenish aura surrounds him. He stops at a heavy door. The ancient wood is carved with weird, grotesque creatures. Not the sort of things you'd care to encounter in a dark passageway. He looks up. Standing on a wrought iron balcony overlooking the harbor is a woman. She looks down. She smiles.
Leela?
She gestures toward the heavy wooden door. It slowly swings open.
Why did you come here?
Are you Leela?
How did you know?
Do you know who I am?
A magician?
I'm just Jack Flanders.
Ah, you wish to be my master?
No.
Why have you come to Leela?
Well, because... Do you remember the green stone that we stole from Madame Z?
Who?
It's the same as with Sir Henry.
Sir Henry?
Yeah. You know him?
No.
The dragon lady?
No.
What am I doing here?
You are a magician.
No.
But you are. I can see you are protected.
Oh, you mean this green light around me?
Yes.
Well, it's the stone.
Not Lord Shiva.
Oh, you mean this brooch?
Why have you come to our city?
I don't know.
You come for Leela.
But you're not Leela.
I am Leela.
All right, okay, fine.
You will not find your way back, Jack.
I see.
Even a fearless magician cannot find his way out of this city. Not without a guide, Jack.
And what's this going to cost me? That's what I was afraid of.
Every handsome magician needs a beautiful assistant, yes?
Look, Leela, I'm not a magician.
But you are handsome, Jack.
Well.
And I am beautiful, yes?
Well, yeah, I'd say so.
My fee is... negotiable.
Leela, I think all this is just a dream.
Is not everything just a dream, Jack?
Oh, yeah, so they say.
This instant is the only reality, Jack.
Maybe.
What happened an hour ago, a minute ago, an instant ago, is gone. It does not exist.
Yeah.
What will happen a minute from now, an hour from now, does not exist.
So?
Your reality is only this instant. All else that exists is only in your mind, Jack.
So if only this moment is real, then everything else is a dream?
Yes, Jack.
Yeah, but can you be fully awake in the moment? I mean, not have your mind constantly drifting off somewhere else? It's almost impossible.
Yes.
Well, do you find that this really is true?
Oh, yes.
You know, you're different from the other Leela.
You are leaving me, Jack.
Am I?
Yes, Jack.
Well, then...
Goodbye, Jack.
Leela?
My Jack.
God, she's beautiful.
A bit of a nap?
Oh, yes.
And?
Well, I saw a city.
Yes?
A city of rather unpleasant creatures.
Not the Merkaba?
Oh, no. It was... no.
And Leela?
I saw her.
Your Infreet?
She's not my Infreet.
Oh.
This woman, or demoness, whatever, looked exactly like Leela, but she wasn't. She was like you, Sir Henry.
Like me?
No, I mean, she was a different Leela, as you're a different Henry Giles.
Ah, well, I inquired about the fabled city of the Merkaba while you were napping.
So it does exist?
It may, or it may not.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I agree.
So where is it?
It's rather like the concept of heaven.
Do you have to die to go there?
Not exactly.
Well, good.
What I meant was, similar to heaven, everyone has a different view. And who's to say who's right?